This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now time for Dallas Cowboys color analyst Babe Laufenberg, who of course will have the call of Cowboys Lions along with Brad Sham Sunday on this radio station. Love that he is teasing and promoting the segment on social media, wondering what this picture is. This Fabio getting ready to fly a one-seat jet plane? What was this, Babe?
Yeah, it is. If people go to my Twitter, at Babe Laufenberg, when I was at CBS 11, there was a young lady in the art department. We used to have a lot of fun with different stuff. And so, yeah, she put me in the Fabio, you know, cover, put my face in it. It's pretty damn funny. Now people can do it on their own phone. Back then, needed a professional.
I was about to say,
I can't do that on my phone.
Yeah, I was about to say, can you do this yourself? You know how to Photoshop.
Oh, my gosh. No, anytime you see something like that, someone else has done it for me. Yes.
Are you one of these guys, you got to put the glasses at the end of the nose and you use your cell with two hands to like sit there and operate the cell phone? Or are you still kind of hip and cool with text messaging and tweeting and all that?
You got me up on the first one. I'm that first guy.
All right, we got trivia.
Hey, I do have trivia, but let me quickly say, really enjoyed your interview with Brett Severn this morning.
Thank you.
Got a chance to chat with him at the Victory Plus unveiling that they had at the factory about a month ago or so. And really great guy. And I really think he does a great job.
Yes.
On the analyzing of the stars and everything else. Good sense of humor. I always say two things you want to be: informative, right, and entertaining. And he is both. So
are you going to get you out to drop the puck again?
Oh, that's a good. Let me just say this. I'm 1-0 dropping the puck.
Yep.
Ooh.
I told Brad Alberts, the president and stars of, president and CEO of the Dallas Stars, I'm your guy. And they played Edmonton, right, in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Total miss on their part by not having me drop the puck, because I dropped it against Edmonton in the regular season. They won. Ooh. Enough said.
All right.
You got it? Okay, you ready for the trivia?
Yes, sir.
I had to make it a little tougher. Okay?
Yeah.
I've been a little easy on you guys the last couple of weeks. Okay, so Rico Dowdle, right, has had a receiving touchdown in back-to-back games. Can you name me the last Cowboys running back to have receiving touchdowns in consecutive games? And it was within the same season, you know. So we can't stretch over from...
Right.
Yeah. 2018 into the opener 2019. Same season.
Richie Anderson.
Consecutive. Oh, that's a good guess, but it's not correct.
Felix Jones.
Another good guess, not correct.
Fabio.
Joseph Randall.
Fabio. Not Joseph Randall.
Huh. Let's see here. Zeke is too easy.
Avion Kayson.
Nope. Am I going to have to go to Peyton?
Yeah.
Guys, think
Peyton,
of like,
you know?
Yeah, it's early 2000s. This is Robert Thomas.
I was about to guess it as a bit. As a bit answer.
Linebacker converted to fullback, yeah. But yeah.
44 had a big old bald moose head. I remember Robert Thomas. Right.
That was good.
Red Rock,
that was a good one. You dug into the bag right there.
All right, I'll go a little easier next week. Okay, and hey, before we can hit the Lions,
yeah.
But Lions related here. Do you see... I mean, I see this thing coming down. Would it be awesome for TV and radio and everything connected with media if the Lions are down one at the end of this game, they score with under a minute, and they line up for two?
While throwing to a lineman?
While throwing to a line.
Well, whatever they're going to do. And I would not be, I swear to you, I would not be surprised if the Lions on their first touchdown, right, if they go down, score, take a 6-0 lead, I swear to you, I would not be surprised if, just to make a point, Dan Campbell and the Lions go for two. Yeah, what do you think?
You're
about
the
that?
Third person to say that now. Nick
really?
Eatman,
okay.
Lions got what? So, do you have a relationship with Campbell?
I do.
Tell us about him and be honest. How surprised are you with the resurgence of the franchise? Or did you think, like many, oh, this just meathead that's going to go in there and be too rah-rah and he'll be gone soon?
Well, I didn't say meathead. yeah. Have you seen Dan Campbell? He's still pretty well built.
Yeah.
So I would
yeah,
not want
is.
The word to get back to him. Hey, babe, called you meathead.
Yeah.
No, nobody saw that coming. Or I don't say nobody, but I certainly didn't. Not that I thought it'd be a failure, but let's just look at all the people that have gone through there, right? It's just been a really hard place to an organization really to overcome. And so, you know, everybody comes in. Hey, he and Sirianni got hired at the same time, right? And their press conferences were both wheels off, right?
Yeah.
So one went wheels off. The city loves him. They've embraced him. The team is doing things they've never done before. And Sirianni's in Philly, even though he's been successful, you know, that thing is clearly heading south. People want him fired. We'll see what happens, you know, with his future. But, you know, again, I think they almost both looked at it as the same guy at that point. Well, you never saw two more wheels off pressers, right, to announce the coach, have you? I mean, I haven't. And they both happened in the same year. But, no, he's done – obviously, they've done a great job. They've done a great job personnel-wise. I mean, you look at what they have offensively. And to me, they remind me a little bit of San Francisco offensively. You just – they don't have the fullback that San Francisco has in Juszczyk, but they've got two backs back there. They're obviously really, really good. They've got the tight end. They've got the dynamic receiver. In St. Brown, maybe two now with Jameson Williams appearing to come on. So they're fun to watch offensively, are they not?
Yeah, they are. So, with Campbell, he's so aggressive. Do players like that? Do players like when a coach just puts the game in their hands, or are they more
they
like?
They didn't go for it on fourth down back in Babe's day.
That's true.
No, they didn't. No, we didn't.
But you know what I mean?
Well. I always kind of laugh at that when, oh, this guy's aggressive. Well, he has belief in his offense, right? Because they're going to go for it on fourth and one at the 50. Well, how about belief in your defense, right? We're going to punt him down, and we're going to get him at the 10, and our defense will get us off the field, and we'll get the ball back in good field position. So I always kind of laugh at that because does that mean you don't have confidence in your defense? They're going to let him go, the other team go 90 yards if you punt it down. So, yeah, I think that's, honestly, I think that's overblown. The whole, you know, they believe in us. Yeah. I think it's overblown. Makes a nice thing for the commentator to say, oh, gosh, look at the belief they have.
Babe Laufenberg joined us here on 105 through the Fan. Babe, given what we've seen the last 2 weeks from the Cowboys, which is them winning physical football games in like the face of a lot of adversity, whether it be with injuries or self-inflicted wounds or whatever. Does that give you more confidence in Dallas's ability to handle what probably felt like an easy loss maybe 3 weeks ago? And now you look at it and say, well, we've seen them actually win some of these games that are similar to what we anticipate this one being.
I think so. I think it's a good point because now you've shown that, hey, we can play a game without Micah. We can play without D-Law. Now, Pittsburgh's offense is pedestrian. This offense is really, really good. So it's going to be a new test for them. I think the biggest thing, if you're a Cowboy fan, that you can take away from all this is, you know, a lot of teams, they lose players, obviously, and they're not coming back. They're out for the season. They're done. And everybody talks about, well, let's get to Thanksgiving and see where we are. But, you know, they're going to get Micah back. They're going to get D-Law back. They're going to get Deron Bland back. Maybe this week. If not this week, he'll be there for San Francisco. So they're going to get some really good players coming back, which a lot of teams, again, you have injuries and you lose. They're, you know, they're gone for the season. Pittsburgh's lost three offensive linemen for the season. So I think this team is actually going to look a lot different in whatever it's going to be, 4, 6, 8 weeks than it does today. But I think, yeah, to answer the short answer to your question, no question, I think that it gives them confidence that you can go to Pittsburgh, play that kind of defense, which, again, I thought, much like the Cleveland game, the game sort of overshadowed the offense. Now, the offense racked up, Cowboys racked up a lot of yardage, but kind of the same things, the struggles in the red zone have continued. And, I don't see them, turning the ball over. Dak had three turnovers in that game. I don't see that happening. Obviously, week in and week out, he takes care of the football. We know that. But the offense is still, I think, not where they need to be or want to be.
Babe Loffenberg here on 105 Through the Fan. What are the Lions' weaknesses? What are the ways that you can see the Cowboys winning this game in which they should attack Detroit?
Well, yeah, no weaknesses offensively. Yeah. They're good on the O-line, good at the receivers, good at the running backs, good at the quarterback. Defensively, teams have thrown the ball on them. They've been obviously very good against the run, but teams have been able to throw the ball decently against them. I always look at yards per attempt because if teams throw it 50 times, yeah, they're going to rack up a lot of yards. But the yards per attempt, they're at 6.5, which is kind of right in the middle of the pack. The yards are they're giving up a lot of passing yards, which they did last year, and they tried to rectify that situation. They signed a corner. They drafted Terry and Arnold with their first-round pick at Alabama. So they're better back there, but they're still a little bit suspect there. But, Aiden Hutchinson, as we all know, boy, he may be, I don't want to say the best. You can throw Bosa and Micah and all those guys, T.J. Watt, who we just saw, but he's right up at the top of the list in terms of guys that get after the quarterback. He is really, really good. And another guy that's fun to watch. He gets in that same track stance like Bosa in San Francisco, where the one hand is on the ground and the other hand is about at a 45-degree angle up in the air. And it's like, I'm coming.
Babe, we got one team coming into a bye and one team coming out of a bye in this game. Did you find when you were playing that one was better than the other? I know you're more fresh coming out of the bye, but like, are you as sharp?
I was as fresh coming into the bye as I was going out because I didn't play a lot. let me text Troy and see. Hey, Troy, what was it like? Hey, the 1 year, I think it was 1990, and I was still playing. There were two byes.
Yeah.
Every team had two byes, and so that was pretty wild. But I think the bye is great in terms of not only getting healthy because you have 2 weeks, but I just think leading into it, hey, after this game, all these guys will know after Sunday at 6:30, whenever the game ends, we got a week off. I'm going to rest up. So you can kind of put it all out there in that game and knowing you've got an extra week to heal yourself up. Here's one for you, though, too. You always look at this coach or this team coming into the bye, coming out of the bye. The Cowboys are the only undefeated team since 2020 with the other team coming off a bye. So you guys have obviously pointed out Detroit is coming off a bye. Cowboys have won all their games with the other team coming off the bye after the 2020 season, which I think we've all kind of thrown that one out with Mike Nolan as the D coordinator and COVID. So the Cowboys have been very good facing teams that are coming out of a bye.
Babe, your broadcast partner was vocal yesterday on social media after it was tweeted out that the Cowboys will debut their Navy jerseys for the first time this year when they face the Lions. And then Brandon Laura had asked, who thinks these should be their home uniforms all year round? And Brad said, no, 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 never, no, no, no. Does he get worked up over the unis?
Brad gets worked up over a little bit of everything. I didn't know that they were going with those unis, to be honest with you. But I don't know if he tweeted it out, but the reason why they wear white at home, basically.
No.
So Tex Schramm started that. So that if you're a season ticket holder, you don't come out to the Cowboys game and the Cowboys are in their blue jerseys and the other team's in white. So every game you go to, it's blue and white, some form of white, right? So his notion or idea was, we'll wear white, and so when Pittsburgh comes in, you'll get the Steelers colors. When Philadelphia comes in, you get the Philadelphia colors.
Okay.
So again, it's not always, okay, they're blue, they're white. So that's why it started up with that, which obviously most teams wear their colors, their home colors at home. But again, you're just looking at a dark jersey and a white jersey week in and week out.
Great.
So I kind of like that idea.
Great stuff, brother. Have a good call. Thank you for the time. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. I'll go a little easier on the trivia question next week.
Come on, man. Come on. Great Babe Loffenberg on the D&M Leasing Hotline. How about a little college football? ball kegger. Another quarterback is pulling the move. We got Petty, primetime, and Nick Saban with a leadership lesson for everyone. College football kegger to kick off the final hour of the show after this.